Now, as we said, we're coming down to the close of another year, and what I wanted to talk about this morning was hidden truth revealed in prayer. Hidden truth revealed in prayer. Now, text scripture is going to be coming from Daniel and also the book of Romans. Daniel, the second chapter, the 17th and the 19th verse, it says, "Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions. And they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven." Now, Romans, companion scripture on that, we're going to look at Romans chapter number 8, verses number 26 through 28. It says, "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." Now, looking at these two passages of scriptures, when you see that word reveal, as you see it there on your papers, it says the word reveal means to make known or uncover, to open up to view. Now, we got a whole book that deals with the concept of that word reveal. You say the word reveal means to make known, to uncover, to open up to view. We have a whole book in scripture that deals with the word or the concept reveal called the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation, the concept is to open up, to make known, to clear up something that is not easily seen, to manifest. That's the whole concept of the book of Revelation. Now, when you notice in Daniel's situation here in chapter number 2 of Daniel, you see that the revelation was an act of mercy. Daniel being able to have something made known to him, something to be uncovered, something to open up to his view, was an act of mercy. Revelation is an act of mercy. You notice it's also, according to verse number 18, it says that it started off with a desire from Daniel. It says that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret. When Jesus shows you something, and it's not so much as for others. The purpose of this lesson is the Lord showing us things about ourselves. Right. The Lord Jesus showing us things about ourselves. Jesus knows there are certain things that may be going on in our lives that we may be participating in, that we may be thinking about, that really could bring a horrible judgment on us. But Jesus shows us things even in our prayer lives. Again, this is the focus of this lesson. When we do get before the Lord in prayer, is what is Jesus showing us? What is Jesus showing us concerning ourselves? And again, you know, these are the things that we want to make sure that we pay attention to. Because at the end of the day, the Lord is trying to help us. And we need to move ourselves out of the way, move our feelings out of the way, and let Jesus do for us in our lives what it needs to be done to prepare us. A lot of times with prayer, it's all about preparation. Jesus is preparing us for something that we don't know anything about. Just like next week, the rest of this day, you know nothing of it. It's a complete question mark to you. And but through prayer, because Jesus knows the end from the beginning, through prayer, Jesus will prepare you. He will help you get yourself ready, position you so that you can go through that thing, or so that you can avoid it. Now, but if you don't let the Lord, if you ignore the truth, if you ignore what Jesus is showing you in prayer, that has also consequences. That has results, again, that may not be desired. Okay? Now, each one of you, let's get one of those scriptures under the supporting area, starting with 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, 9 through 11. That's a very famous one. I have not seen,
nor ear heard,
yes,
neither have entered into the heart,
Of men. So certain things you're not going to be able to go to people about.
Right.
Especially when it comes down to the issues of your soul and your life, you're not going to be able to go to people to find out what is the meaning of this or what path you should take. Because
right.
According to this scripture, the eye hasn't seen it. The ear hasn't heard it. Neither have it entered into the hearts of men the things that Jesus has prepared for them that do what? That love him. So that's where we need to do the importance of receiving revelation from Jesus is positioning ourselves in order to get it. And it starts with us loving the Lord. It starts with us having an intimate connection with Jesus so that he can communicate with us. One thing, this is why it's imperative to have the Holy Ghost. When you receive the Holy Ghost, the scripture describes it as being Christ in you.
Right.
You remember what the scripture says there? Behold, Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door and knock.
Yes.
And if any man hear my voice and open up the door, I will come into him.
Right.
Not just come into him, but I would also do what? Sup with him, and he with me. So self, flesh, Satan, is sin, is trying to prevent that connection from happening.
Right.
But you say, well, what will help me to overcome self, sin, flesh? What will help me to overcome all of these things?
Right.
Your love for Jesus.
Right.
If you love Jesus, it'll help you overcome all of the wrong. It'll help you to overcome your flesh. It'll help you to overcome Satan's preventive attacks. He's trying to prevent Jesus from coming in. But if you love Jesus, it will help you to overcome all of that. And what will the result be? Christ will come what? In you. And he will do what? Sup with you, and you will sup with him. That's the line of communication that every human needs. Because that line of communication, according to Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 28, it establishes something in us. It establishes a confidence in doing what is right. A confidence in doing what is right. You won't be so easily persuaded by people that have a mind to do wrong.
Right.
There are people out there that just got a mind to do wrong. I'm sorry.
Right.
But when you're confident that what you're doing is right, no one will be able to take you off of your path. No one will be able to steer you off of the course of direction. And this is why it is imperative that we have the Holy Ghost. If you say, well, Scudder, what are we talking about? You have to have the Holy Ghost, and you got to keep the Holy Ghost. You got to let the Holy Ghost function inside of you. You got to let the Holy Ghost work inside of you. It's no good in just feeling good. The Holy Ghost has a role. The role of the Holy Ghost is to move you from where you are to where Jesus desires for you to be at. And that's to be able to go back with the Lord in the rapture. Not so much you be able to get this stuff and that stuff and go here and go there. You want to go back with Jesus in the rapture. And you got to be confident in what Jesus is telling you to do is going to help you do that.
Right.
No matter who wants to go, who don't want to go. You got to have a focus. My focus is to be able to go back with the Lord Jesus when he calls my name.
Right.
And in order for me to do that, I've got to know that regardless of what I go through on this thing called life, as long as I'm doing it the way Jesus says for it to be done, That's what Romans is talking about when it says, and we know. That is confidence. And we know all things work together for good. Whether it's a loss, whether it's a gain, whether it's a sickness, whether it's feeling well, you know all of it is working towards what? Your good. Why? Because you do what? You love Jesus. You love Jesus. You see so many people abandon church work, the work of the church. You know, regardless of what it is, you say, well, let's go to, what are you talking about? You can abandon church work even sitting in here. You can just be in here just sitting. I mean, absolutely just doing nothing, uninvolved. You know, just here, just a seat, as they say, a seat warmer. And you don't even know what is going on, and you have no mind to participate. Well, when you get like that, you're not involved in the work of Jesus. And we work because we love Jesus. We do the things that we do to express our love and our appreciation for what Jesus has done in our lives. And it is nothing but a trick of the devil that will allow you to fall out of love with Jesus. Fall out of love with the Lord. And treat the Lord as though he don't mean anything to you. I mean, just treat Jesus just like he's just some other man on the earth. And you know, you think about what the Lord have already proven his love. Because scripture said that he gave his self for you. The Lord died on Calvary's cross for you. Died, and scripture says he suffered, bled, and he died. He shed that blood to show you just how much he loved you. Before you even came into existence, the Lord showed you how much you mean to him. Scripture says that he said, for this end I was born, that I might bear witness of the truth. And the Lord give you a mind to come out of sin and to understand truth. I mean, understand what is really real. I mean, that's what I'm talking about, truth. What is really real? You won't be so caught up in the illusion of falsehood. I mean, the illusion of just doing this and doing that, and you miss the whole big picture. You miss the whole big picture, and then when it comes time for you to deal with reality, reality is death. When it comes time for you to deal with reality, you're unprepared. You're not ready for it, right? You have nobody to blame but yourself, because the Lord will prepare you for it. The Lord will make you ready for that hour. He will make you ready for that day. Job done told you, man is born of a woman, is of a few days and full of trouble. Will come and fall like a flower and soon is cut down. So you need the Lord to prepare you for that day. Not the day of coming up, but the day of being cut down. I need the Lord to prepare me for when my shadow continues not. That's what Job says. You flee up like a shadow. Your shadow doesn't continue. But then he says, man dieth and wasteth away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost. And then where is he? That is a hidden truth. You walking around people every day that do not believe they are going to die. They don't believe death is right outside the door for them. And they're making no preparations for it. Making no preparations for it. But when you have a deep relationship with Jesus, Jesus keeps life real for you. He lets you realize you're not going to be down here forever. You've got a very short time to prepare yourself to leave here. You know people that have not prepared themselves, and we that are living try to create a falsehood concerning the reality of the life that they lived before us. You know good and well they did not prepare themselves for the coming of Jesus, and you try to create a falsehood as though they lived some glorious, holy, sanctified life, and you know they were in their sin. You know they had no mind to love Jesus, and the word does not change. As a man lives, so shall he die, right? You've got to prepare for the death, right? And you got to let the Lord do it for you. You got to let the Lord reveal certain truths concerning yourself. Forget about other folk. Concerning yourself. To do what? To prepare you. To prepare you for what? For his coming. Huh? for the day where the scripture says he's going to call,
yes,
and you are going to do what? Answer.
Yes.
Huh? You're getting out of here, right or wrong, ready or not, you're getting out of here, and you need the Lord to do what? Prepare me. Don't want to be caught up in the illusions of money. Don't want to be caught up in the illusions of stuff. Huh? Going this place and going that place, traveling. Don't want to get caught up in that illusion of saying, I just want to see what it's like to get that. And once you get it, you checked it off the list. Huh? You don't want to get caught up in all of that stuff. Why? Because it weighs something real precious. Something called time. Because time keeps right on moving. Whether you in it or whether you out of it. Whether you sleeping or whether you up. Time keeps right on moving. And you don't want time to go by and you haven't done nothing with it. That's why I tell you all this thing about reaching these mile markers every year. You go back over your life for 2020. What have you done? What have you accomplished? Huh? What steps have you moved forward? Where were you at the beginning of 2020? What behaviors were you engaging in? Huh? What things were you doing that were not like Jesus? Are you still doing those things? When the Lord has given you almost 365 days to get that thing right. For you to let that thing go and let Jesus have his way in your life. Some folk end the year the same way they started. They started the year miserable and they ended it miserable. They started the year in sin and they ended it in sin. They started it living for the devil and they're ending it still living for the devil, right? Come on, saints, it's true. You need the Lord to show you some stuff in your prayer life. You need the Lord to show you some things, and these things are all shown through mercy.
Right.
Says, I have not seen, ear have not heard, neither have it entered into the hearts of men. The things that Jesus had what? Prepared. Ain't that a beautiful thing? I want what's prepared for me. That was what John chapter number 14 said, let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid. In my Father's house are what? Many mansions. And if it were not so, I would not have told you. I go away to prepare. Prepare. In other words, to make it ready. The Lord has gone away to prepare a place for us. Come on, do you all believe that? I haven't seen it. Ear hasn't heard it. Neither has it entered into the hearts of men. The things that Jesus had prepared for them to do what? Love him. If our earthly house, that is this tabernacle, be dissolved, I have another building of God, not made with hands, but prepared for me in the heavens, right? That's the truth. That dwelling place. That new body. Jesus has it already fixed for me. Nobody but the devil is trying to make you miss what the Lord has already fixed for you. In other words, it got your name on it. But the devil just don't want you to be ready to walk into it. The devil don't want you to cross that finishing line. If you notice down the bottom of that page, you got two finishing lines. And you are going to cross a finishing line. Whether you want to or not. You are going to be confident one way or the other. You're going to be confident in wrong, or you're going to be confident in right. I want to be confident in doing what is right. I don't want to leave this earth confident in wrong. I don't want to leave this earth saying I live like a good sinner. But I want to say I live for Jesus. With the short time the Lord gave me, I've dedicated my life to Jesus, right? That's the truth, saints. You're going to leave this earth confident in one thing. That's the truth. People won't say you are drunk. You are a confident drunk. You kept that liquor bottle in your mouth. You were confident that liquor was the answer. And the way you live is the way you're going to die, right? That's the truth. That's the truth. Confident. So I'm confident in that saying. I'm the most to say the least. I look real good. And you do everything to boost your confidence. You use all of these accessories, all of these additives. You just put it all on your body, add it on to you, and you do it to boost up your what? Your confidence. So that when you walk out the door, you walk out the door with a certain step. with a certain dip. Why? Because you got a level of what? Confidence.
Right.
But the way you live is the way you're going to die.
Yeah.
You're going to be confident in that you look good. That's the finishing line you're going to cross.
Right. Right.
And there's no room for you and Jesus in that.
No.
Lord, say, I don't get no glory out of that.
No.
Flesh shall not glory in my sight, right?
Right.
That's the truth says. So you ask yourself, what finishing line do I want to cross?
Right.
Huh? I want to cross with the confidence in doing what is right.
Right, right, right.
Come on, read the rest of that there in Corinthians. Verse number 10, I believe now. Revealed it. That's the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is Jesus in you.
Right.
And what will Jesus do to you? He will reveal it.
Right.
That word reveal means he'll uncover it.
Right.
He'll make it known.
Right.
He'll help you to see it.
Yep.
See, the devil don't want you to see your new body.
Right.
He doesn't want you to see what you shall be.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Come on, saints.
Yes.
He wants you to focus on where you are right now.
Right.
But he doesn't want you to see what you shall be. And you got to be asking yourself, am I doing what I'm supposed to do to get where I desire to be at?
Right.
Did you say it on Wednesday?
Right.
What do you want?
Right.
What do you want? What do you want to be said about yourself?
Right.
Huh?
Jesus.
What do you want to be said about
Jesus.
You?
Right.
You got to ask yourself, am I on that path?
Am I on the path?
If I'm not on that path,
Jesus.
You say, I just got to, what do you want? I want to be said that I died a saint.
Yes.
That I died sanctified.
Yes.
I died living for Jesus.
Right.
Are you doing the things that are on that path
right.
to help you cross that finishing line?
Yeah.
You realize there ain't no sin on that path. You can't do no wrong and go back with Jesus and expect to die, right? The way you live is the way you're going to die, right? The way you live is the way you're going to die. And most people live in that false illusion. Say, I can get away with a little bit of wrong. No, you can't. You confident that you can live a double life. Judas was confident that he could get away living a double life.
Right.
He was confident, so much so that when he came before a righteous judge, he tried to lie in a righteous judge's face. And the righteous judge told him flat-footed, whatever you're going to do, go do it and do it quickly. And Judas realized he was no longer in control. Why? Because it was another spirit that had filled his heart. And who was that spirit? It's called the spirit of Satan. And when Satan is through with you, the wage of sin is death. Judas killed himself, didn't he? How do you kill yourself when you're in the presence of the Prince of Life? How do you kill yourself when you're in the presence of the life giver? Judas said, let me show you how to do it, right?
Jesus, Jesus,
let me show you how to do it.
Yes.
How it's very possible for you to kill yourself
Jesus.
In the presence of the one that gave you life, right?
Yes. Right.
Huh? I don't want to be that way.
No.
I don't want to walk down that path
Jesus,
and be
Jesus,
confident.
Jesus, right.
Judas was very confident in what he was doing.
Yes.
He was so much confident when the devil let him feel his heart. He came before truth as the biggest hypocrite.
Yes.
Huh? He came before truth as the biggest hypocrite. What did he do? He kissed the Lord on his face and said, my Lord and my Master. He called Jesus something Jesus was not to him. Who was his Lord and Master? Satan. But what did he let the devil fill his heart, right? Jesus told you he was a liar from the very beginning, right? He abode not in the truth, right? That devil will let you lie right in the face of Jesus. In other words, he'll let you get down on your knees and call Jesus and lie right in the face of Jesus, knowing you're not right, knowing you have no mind to do right, right? Yeah, you want the Lord to take that away from me.
That's right.
I need the Lord to help me to see myself. See the errors of my ways. Let me know when I'm walking crooked. When my path is not straight. When I'm really not putting into it all that I need to put into it. When I'm loving flesh more than I'm loving the Lord Jesus. Realizing that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. And don't let that man think he's going to get anything from Jesus, right?
Right.
That's the truth.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, the devil will make you think. What are you talking about? I'm not getting anything from Jesus. I got money.
No.
I got a home.
No, no, no.
I'm still moving. You won't get nothing from Jesus. You're not getting no more than what is allotted to you.
Yes.
Come on, saints. Y'all understand that?
Yeah, yeah.
It was already already allotted to you.
Right.
It was already in your plan for life.
Right.
But you will not get what the Lord has prepared for you.
Right.
What has He prepared? He didn't prepare houses and money.
No.
That was already in your allotment.
Right.
Whatever disease, sickness you got, it was in your allotment.
Right. Right.
It was already in the plan for you.
Right.
But you want to get what the Lord has prepared for you, right?
Right.
Certain things are already in the past of this thing called life.
Right.
And when you get it, when you come to that side, you just grab it, pick it up, keep on moving. Oh yeah, certain things was in it. Certain things were in your past. Vicky was in your past. You didn't even know it. You didn't know it as a child, but Vicky was in your past. But when you got to her, you had no business just to pick her on up and carry her right on with you. You couldn't pick up nobody else because that wasn't. Nobody else was in your path. Nobody else was in your path. Daddy said, "Understand? I don't understand what's going on." It was in your path.
Yes.
You got to work with what you've been given.
Right.
That's the truth, saints.
Amen.
You got to work with what has been given to you. But that is not what the Lord has prepared for you.
Right.
If all you see is a Vicky being attached to you, you're missing the big picture.
Right.
The Lord says, "I go away to prepare a place for you."
Right.
Not the Vicky. Vicky is not the place.
No.
She's just what I had to pick up alongside the road to carry right along with me. But it's not the place that the Lord has prepared for me, right? Does everybody understand that?
Yeah.
Lord has says, "I go away to prepare a place that is what for you." And what about it? I have not seen it. You see her, she see you, but there's something that your eyes have not seen, that your ears have never heard, that has never entered into anybody's heart but your heart. Why you gotta have the Holy Ghost? Because you need the Lord to enter where? So that when people tell you, "Oh no, it ain't right over there," you say, "Oh no. I know what the Lord put inside of me." And I ain't gonna let no devil, it ain't never entered into me. See, the Holy Ghost is Christ's way. I'm not gonna let no devil on the outside that has never entered into me try to control the path that the Lord put me on, right? That's the problem. You let these folk that are on the outside of you, you talking, whispering all in your head, and they never enter into your heart. They never know what it was like to the contents of your heart. They only know what you tell them. But Jesus knows everything. He knows the entire contents of my heart. He knows every time my heart was broken, every time my heart was cheated on, every time my heart was taken advantage of. He said, "I know all of it. And when I come in, I'll put it all back together again." That's why He tell you to learn how to love Jesus, right? Learn how to love Jesus. Why? Because He showed you that I love you.
Yes.
No matter where you at, no matter how broken you were, Lord says that I love you with an unconditional love. Scripture says God so loved the world. He gave Himself for us. That's the kind of love that the Lord put where? In your heart. And ain't nobody but the devil trying to take that out of you. When the devil ain't never been in there. You say, "Oh, but the devil, when he was there, he messed it all up. He broke it. He corrupted it. He polluted it. He defiled it." With all of his lies, all of his malice. Some of you, the devil put hate in your heart. And you know it was down in there. It wasn't there in the beginning, but the devil put it down inside of you. You say, "Why?" And the Lord say, "In spite of all of that, I'm going to clean up all of that muck and that mire. All that grease and that grime and dirt. Lord say, I'm going to clean all that stuff out. And I'm going to put in you a new heart." A new heart. Lord, when He put Himself inside of you, He put a new heart inside of you. That's the truth. Isn't that a beautiful thing? So that's why I say, don't let folk that don't know what the Lord have done inside of you,
yes,
confuse your path.
Because
I have not seen it.
No.
Ear has not heard it.
No.
Neither has it entered into the hearts of men.
Right.
The things that Jesus had prepared for me. Right?
Yep.
Huh? Read a little bit more.
Unto us by his Spirit.
Yes. That's the Holy Ghost.
For the Spirit.
What does the Holy Ghost do? It searches all things.
Everything.
Huh?
Yep.
That's why I told you all about these hidden truths.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost is not just going to show you some things. He's going to show you everything.
Everything
that's not right, that is right, that needs to be fixed, that is fixed.
Yes.
Stuff that needs to be left alone.
Yes.
Stuff you need to move out the way.
Yes.
Holy Ghost shows you everything.
Yes.
All of the toxic,
yes,
all of the things that mean you good.
Yes.
Holy Ghost shows you everything.
Yes.
Now it's up to you to walk in the truth.
Yes.
Walk in what he is showing you, right?
Hallelujah.
Don't hate it, but walk in it. Walk in that truth. We read a little bit more. Even the deep things of God, right? Some things the Lord don't show you because you just ain't ready for it. But then you know when the Lord show you something real deep, you say, wow, that is something. That's amazing. Lord, is that really me? Oh, yeah, it's you. You say, well, Lord show you, you got a little racism in you. You say, well, Lord, how could I be racist? I'm a black person. But you got a little racist in you. You got that thing that say, I can't stand white people. Can't stand the way they smell. You got to say, oh, no, Lord, so you got to get that hatred out of you.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
You know all they do is look out for their own kind. What get that come out of you?
Yes.
You don't want that bitterness.
Right.
Huh? That's what it is. It's bitterness.
It is.
It's hatred. Now, and you, Lord, are you sure what you showing me is that I'm a racist? Yes, it is.
Yes.
I'm showing that you got it inside of you.
Yes.
That's a true sense. Those are deep things inside of you. You nasty.
Yeah.
Huh? You just evil. You bitter.
Yeah.
You hateful. No, not me. Not sweet old me. Yes, you. You're bitter and you're hateful. Huh? What do you mean, Lord Jesus? If you step back and listen to what I am showing you, I'm showing you you've got hatred inside of you. Hatred for people you should not be hating.
Right.
If you ought to learn how to love those in your own household first.
Right.
Talking about loving your neighbor, you ain't even learned how to love your family first.
Right.
Get that straight first.
Right.
But you don't know how hard they did. You got to get that bitterness out of you.
Right.
Lord, I'm coming to destroy all the works of the enemy, right?
Yes.
That's the truth. You got to get all that stuff out of you. The hidden truths.
Yes.
Stuff you may not want to talk about, but it's there.
Yes.
And you, if you be honest with yourself, you know it's there. And you need to let the Lord do what? Take that stuff out of you. He ain't showing it to you for you to leave it there. He wants it to get out of you. He's saying that's going to keep you from what I prepared for you, right? That's the truth. That makes sense.
Yes.
That makes a whole lot of sense to me.
Yes.
Is that truth? Yea, the deep things of God. Is
yes.
that the rest of that verse?
Yes.
All right, somebody get the next scripture for me.
Mm-hmm.
Psalms 25 and 14.
The secret of the Lord.
Yeah. The secret. What does it say? The secret of the Lord is what?
With them.
Uh-huh. Isn't this you? I want to learn how to respect Jesus.
Yes.
Why? Because when I respect him,
yes,
Scripture says his secret is what? Is with me.
Right.
I don't need nobody to try to convince me that Jesus is God. I already know it.
Right.
That great mystery has been revealed to me.
Yes.
It's still a mystery to other people,
yes,
but that mystery has been revealed to me.
Right.
All because I do what? Respect him.
Right.
The secret of the Lord is what? With them that do what? Fear him, right?
Yes. And he will show them.
He will show them. That's, he will show them what?
His covenant.
Isn't that the truth?
Yes.
His agreement that he has made with you.
Right.
What agreement? Because Scripture says that Christ in you.
Right.
The hope of what? Glory.
Glory.
Glory not in this body, but in the body that is to come.
Yeah.
The body that is what? Prepared for them.
Yeah.
That do what? Love him, right?
Yeah.
That's the covenant, right?
Yeah.
That's the agreement that Jesus had made with me, right?
Yeah.
So if you keep yourself unspotted and undefiled, I will go away and prepare a place for you.
Yeah.
And if I go, I will come again and do what? Receive you unto myself, right? that where I am, there you'll be also. Covenant, agreement Jesus had made with me, right? Ain't gonna let nobody break that covenant. Don't let nobody break the covenant. Don't let nobody amend the contract. Satan always is trying to throw in clauses. He can't do it unless you give him the pen. Don't give him something to write on the contract. Let him realize it, enough is said between me and Jesus. Having Jesus is enough. Godliness with contentment, right? Having Jesus is enough. We were talking about that yesterday. Just sitting down learning how to just be content with what you have. It's always a desire in us to want more. And I don't care whether you get it, you're never going to be satisfied. Say, well, if I just make this salary, I'll be all right. No, you won't. You will never be set. And you will never have enough stuff, right? Just need to learn how to just be content having Jesus. Do you have the Holy Ghost? Yes. Just be content having Jesus. Right? Well, I ain't going to have nobody else. Be content having Jesus. Learn. The Lord is showing you a truth. What truth? You may not like what the Lord is showing you. I really ain't content having you, Jesus. I don't want to say that out my mouth, but the Lord is showing it to you. You really not content having him. Well, what can he do? Ask the Lord to help you to be content. Lord, help me to be content just having you. Not be itching all over the place for this other stuff. Realizing that this other stuff will never make me happy. If anything, is going to bring more trouble. Those that would be rich charge them that they will fall into divers temptations. Many snares, many traps, right? Many people have turned their back on Jesus because they desired to be rich, right? They couldn't handle it. Couldn't handle the Lord bringing in all of the abundance. It ain't for everybody. Y'all realize that? Having all that stuff, a lot of it is not for everybody. Because your mind just can't handle it. And you need to be honest with yourself. You need to be honest that the Lord put you in an efficiency. And efficiency is a one-room place. You realize that the Lord put me in this place for a reason. Because he realized I can only handle this one room. If I had five and six, I'd lose my mind. I'd lose my love for Jesus. Worrying about stuff, right? That's the truth. Many of you are single. Because you can't handle another person. Why? Because you haven't learned how to deal with yourself. Amen. Therefore, the Lord is trying to teach you a valuable lesson. Learn how to love yourself enough that you won't lower your standards for garbage. That's the truth. The Lord love you right where you at. And if somebody going to come into your house, they need to love you right where you are. Not try to change you. Not try to make you come down to where they are. Oh, no. If anything, you need to come up. I told you what it was like. If the Lord leave you up off the earth, you don't want the Lord to play during the rapture. Have you come up and go back down. That look like you ain't too confident. Either you or Jesus is not too confident. And I need the Lord to be confident. I need the Lord to know I belong to him. I don't want no shakiness. No. Not a no rapture. Right. I want the Lord to say, He could be. I want the Lord to say, that's mine. That's mine. Lord said, when I come to take up my jewels, I want him to say, that's my jewel. And snatch it right on out of here, right? Come on, read me another one. What is another one?
But there is a God in heaven.
Yes. Is this Daniel? Daniel 2 and 28. Yes. What does Jesus do? He reveals secrets.
And makes known to King Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days.
Isn't that the future? Things you don't see. You need the Holy Ghost to reveal to you what it will be like in the latter days. So it won't be a shock to you. Lord has already told you. I'm telling you what it's like going to be in the latter days. Perilous times are coming. Didn't Jesus say that? In the last days, perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of themselves. Having a form of godliness. He's showing you things
right.
to come.
Right.
And I, therefore, when he comes, I don't want to be shocked.
Right.
Huh? When people come and say, I ain't coming back to your church no more. I don't want to be shocked.
Right.
I just want to realize nobody, they have chosen their path.
Yeah.
Huh? Because it's a choice. They have chosen their path. The only thing I can do is pray for them. That the Lord will do what have mercy on them.
Right.
But there's not. It cannot shake my faith.
Right.
It cannot shake my confidence.
Right.
I've got to run this race with patience.
Yes.
Huh? The race that is set before me. Huh? That's the truth. I don't count myself as one that has already obtained it,
right.
But I'm running for it.
Yeah.
I ain't got it. I haven't got it yet.
No.
See, I was coming, you got the Holy Ghost, but I still haven't got it yet.
Yeah.
I still got to overcome this flesh.
Yeah.
Lest I have preached to others and I myself be a castle, a reject. I don't want the Lord to reject
right.
me.
Right.
So therefore, I've got to run this race
yeah.
that is laid out before me. Right?
Yeah.
Read a little bit more of that.
Thy dream.
Yes.
And the visitors. Of thy head
yes.
upon thy bed
yes.
are thieves.
What are they?
They are the
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Of thy head upon thy bed are thieves.
Thieves, right?
As for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into the mind upon thy bed.
Yep.
What should come to pass?
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
See, the Lord will let you see stuff.
Right.
Let you see. Don't you bother with this person.
Yeah.
They are thieves. Now you got to be obedient with what the Lord show you.
Yeah, yeah.
When the Lord show you certain things, they don't mean no good.
Right.
They're full of sin.
Well,
they're full of lust.
Right.
No good is going to come away from.
Right.
You got to do what? Let the Lord show it to you.
Yeah.
And walk in that light as he shows it to you.
Right.
Read a little bit more.
And he that reveals secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to thee.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's a good prayer life. Good prayer life. Now, each one of you, get those scriptures up under prayer really quick. Really quick. Psalms 38 and 9. Because remember, hidden truth revealed in prayer. I need to be able to see what the Lord is showing me when he's communicating to my mind when I am in prayer with him.
Right.
Psalms 38 and 9. What does it say?
Lord, all my 38
and
9. Lord, all my desire is before
you. Yes. So where your desires need to be laid at?
Before
Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Not before people.
Right.
Now I know we're living in a technology society and everybody wants to share everything.
Yeah.
There's nothing concealed. They tell folk, I went outside on the Facebook. Huh? I tied my shoe.
Yeah.
Huh?
Right.
This is what I ate for dinner. Take a picture of it.
Yeah.
Huh? Social media. Nothing is concealed. Everything is revealed. Huh? And you're missing the big picture. Jesus says some things you need to keep between you and Jesus.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
Stop sharing all the stuff with
right.
everybody.
Right.
Huh? Now, I ain't telling you to be walking around like some secret person. You know, I don't want nobody in my business. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what the scriptures is talking about.
Right.
What does the scripture say? I made my desire.
Right.
What does that verse say again?
Before thee.
I made my desire before thee, right?
And my groaning.
Uh-huh. That, who's, so it's directed towards Jesus.
Right.
I realize flesh can't bring to pass my desires.
Right.
Huh? Nor can flesh satisfy or ease my groaning.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
We cry too much to people.
Right. Yes. Amen.
We cry too much to people.
Right.
And the people can't do anything for you.
Right.
If anything, they're going to make you linger in your bad feeling too long.
Right.
What, you want to talk about it? No, I don't.
Right.
Then you know. There's nothing to talk about if I'm feeling it. Everybody understand that?
Right.
There's nothing to talk about
right.
if I'm already feeling it.
Yeah.
The more you and I talk about it, the more it's going to make me feel bad.
Right.
Right? Does that make sense?
Right.
So there's really nothing to talk about
right.
When I'm groaning.
Yeah.
I need to groan to someone that can deal with it.
Right.
And the only one that can deal with my desires and my groaning is Jesus.
Right.
Take your cry to the Lord.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Take your cry to the Lord.
Yes.
Is that all of Psalms?
Yes.
Read now 66, 18 through 19.
Iniquity
in my heart.
In my heart.
The Lord will not hear. Everybody understand that?
Yes.
So where you got to get that stuff? Where? Out of your heart.
Yes.
You got to get that stuff out of you.
Yes.
You got to get to ask the Lord to get all of that wrong, no good, defiled, sinful stuff out of me. Why? Because if I have it in me, the Lord will what?
Not hear me. But verily God have heard me.
Yeah.
He have attended to
my voice. My grasp. So that fella did something before he went into prayer. Huh? Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Sometimes we just jump down into prayer.
Right.
It's just how we are. And the Lord said, don't you come in. That's like a, you know, people come. I had a fella, we invited him to come eat. Say, you want something to eat? And he came and he said, yeah, I'll. He said, sure, I'll eat. And I was just going to watch him for a few seconds. And as soon as I watched him, he walked right on over to my table. And I said, show him where the bathroom was at. So he can go wash his hands.
Right.
See, a lot of folk want to just jump into prayer
mm-hmm.
without checking themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Is this what your scripture says?
Yeah.
If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But the next verse says, the next part of that verse says what?
But verily God have heard.
Now, in other words, how did the Lord hear him then? He regarded the stuff that was in him first.
Right.
He took care of the stuff that was what?
In
other words, before you sit down and eat, wash your dirty hands.
Right?
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I know your belly is hungry, but at least wash your fingers.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Got to do things, what, decently? In other words, I've been cleaning the dogs and all day long in the yard. They got fleas. Okay, that's a hard job to do, isn't it? Yeah, all them dogs got fleas scratching. I, it got me itching. You know, because you must got a flea on you.
Right.
So what should you do before you come into the house?
Outside.
Go find you a hidden space in a garage by the basement door.
Right.
Real hidden. And take your stuff off.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Shake it and put it in the bag.
Because
it's got fleas in it. Right?
Yeah. Right?
You immediately goes directly to the shower.
Right?
Yeah. Why? Because you got to get that stuff off of you.
Yeah.
You don't go and then go sit down on something.
Right.
Why? Because you're going to bring the fleas in there.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's no different than what the Lord is saying.
Right.
Before you come pray to me, check your heart out first.
Yes.
Check what you're doing regarding
right.
in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
If you regard sin in your heart, the Lord says, I will not do what?
Here.
In other words, you'll be doing a whole lot of talking, but the Lord won't be listening.
That's right.
And what good is for me to do a bunch of talking to Jesus if he ain't doing what? Listening.
Because
at the end of the day, I need the Lord to answer my prayer.
Right.
See what this fella said in the next verse? What did he say? The Lord heard. What is it? What did the verse say?
Yeah, he said, the Lord heard
him. Verse number 19, 66:19.
Okay.
That's all right. Let me go over and see. But verily God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. See, that's why you need to have your prayer life in order. Sometimes you hear us talk about collectively. Let's help. Ask the Lord to help us in our prayer life. But really what I'm saying is you take what I'm saying to us as a group and personalize it. How is what? My prayer life. What is Jesus showing me? Concerning things that need to be corrected. The path that I am on. Am I doing the things that will help me to stay on that path and get the goal that I'm trying to reach? All right? Who's got the next one? Job 27:8-9.
For what is the hope of the hypocrite?
Yeah.
We have gain.
Ain't that Judas? Come on, can you see Judas? I can see Judas in that scripture.
Yeah.
What did he gain? 330 pieces of silver.
Right.
Though he had gain.
God taking away his soul.
What happened to Judas? He hung himself.
Right.
So what did he really gain? He lost his soul.
Right.
That's what the New Testament says. What does it profit you to gain this whole world and then lose your own soul?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is the profit of the hypocrite?
Right.
Is that all of it?
He has gained.
Yep.
When God had taken away his soul.
Yep.
Right. When God hear his cry.
Where the Lord
his trouble.
Uh-huh. Hey, Judas is in hell right now crying.
Yeah.
And the question is, will the Lord do what? Hear him.
Hear
the rich man is crying. Mm-hmm. Will the Lord do what? Hear his cry. That's something to think about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Somebody give me Isaiah chapter number 1 and verse number 15. Really quick.
Isaiah 1 and 15.
Yes.
When you spread forth your hands.
Yep.
I will hide my hands from you.
Isn't that something? They say, you don't want the Lord to do that to you, do you?
Oh.
You be down the door for Jesus. Jesus, love that.
Pay no attention to me. You demons.
Isaiah said, when you stretch forth your hand, the Lord says, what?
I'm
going to hide mine from you.
Make many prayers.
Mm-hmm.
I will not hear
Jesus, isn't that a bad life? What's wrong with my hands? In other words, you haven't taken care of yourself.
Nope.
See why you people a lot of times want to jump in and start doing it and they haven't taken care of themselves yet.
Right.
And this is what we are talking about when we're talking about that unbalanced living.
Right.
That's what Proverbs is talking about, the unbalanced living.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs 21 and 13. What does it say there? Y'all have it on your paper, so you don't have to go find it.
Whoso stoppeth his ears at the cry of poor.
Huh? What does he do?
Stop his ears.
So when someone is saying, I need, what do? They won't say, I don't. They stop their ears up.
That he also shall
now he's in a situation.
Right.
Huh? Now he needs some help.
Right.
See how the tables turn. Now I tell y'all all the time, what you sow you gonna reap.
Right.
Huh? You be evil if you want, it's gonna come back on you.
Yeah.
But he shall not
be heard.
That's why you gotta be careful about how you live.
Yeah.
Unbalanced living.
Right.
Unbalanced living. You got to be careful about that. And I'm going to stop right there. Someone now go and get me Isaiah chapter number 5, 20 through 21. Or we're going to just read 20 through 23. Isaiah chapter number 5, 20 through 23. And I'm going to let you get ready to go.
20 through 23. Woe unto them that call evil good.
And these are the two paths. We were talking about, you see it at the bottom of your image there, the confidence in wrong, the confidence in right. These are the two paths. Woe to them that do what? That call evil good.
And
call good evil.
That puts darkness for life.
Uh-huh. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
In other words, when they call sin fun.
Right.
Huh? And call coming to church boring.
Right.
You better understand that? They call coming to church boring, but sin fun. But when they die, they want to die in church.
Right.
Where you going? I'm going to heaven, but you call church boring.
Right.
That don't add up, right?
No.
You call sin fun.
Right.
Sin go to hell.
Right.
Sin is going to burn in the lake of fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
They call darkness light. What does it say that? I don't want to go to.
Light.
Yes.
Darkness for light, light for darkness.
Yeah.
That puts bitter for sweet.
Well, hold up. In other words, you evil, but then you want me to treat you good.
Right.
That don't add up, do it?
No.
You hateful.
Yeah.
But then you want me to love you.
Right.
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 That you call you choose. That's what's bitter. Y'all give me a food that's bitter.
Lemon.
Huh? Don't put no sugar in it.
Right.
Just give somebody a tall glass of lemon juice. Huh? Just eat it, don't add nothing to it.
Right.
He said, drink it all up. It'll quench your thirst. You go, whoa.
Yeah.
This thing ain't no water. It's good. I thought this was sweet, ice cold lemonade. It is lemon. Well, no, lemonade got some sugar in it. Nah, we don't add. It is sweet. You know that ain't sweet. That's bitter.
Yeah.
But you add some sugar to it and a little bit of water, it dilute it, make it sweet.
Yeah.
But you so foolish, you calling something bitter sweet.
Right.
And calling something sweet bitter, right?
Right.
Keep reading a little bit more.
It says bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter.
Uh-huh.
Woe unto them that are wise in their own
time. Huh? No room for Jesus.
Right.
That's where you got that confidence in doing wrong.
Right.
They're wise in their own sight.
Right.
They don't want to hear what the Lord has to say.
Right.
Whenever the Lord is speaking, they don't want to pay attention to nothing
yeah.
Jesus says.
Right.
But when someone else starts talking, they right in it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what he said is right. But what did Jesus say?
Yeah.
That's the folklore. A lot of times I'd be laughing with these little groups, prayer groups, and you know, whatever. Everybody's so holy and so sanctified. You know, because this is it. Yeah, because we got to do this. We got to do that. But then you say, you need to check yourself.
Right.
You not doing right. You not even acting like you want to do right. But then when you want to get on this group, on this phone conversation, where the people on the phone don't really know you.
Right.
They don't really see you outside of this phone call.
Right.
The only thing they see is what you show.
Yeah.
And you make sure you put on your nice holy garments. You sit real pious and calm and quiet, and you just talk about the Lord and this and that. But then when the phone is over, you the biggest devil. Huh? You the biggest devil? You a demon? Huh? You evil? Huh? If you could have blades for teeth, I mean, you just evil. I mean, you hateful. I mean, everything about you is just negative. Huh?
Yeah.
You showing them two different faces.
Yeah.
That's what the writer is talking about when they say there. Woe to you, right?
Yeah.
Huh?
And they wise in their own, and prudent in their own sight.
Uh-huh.
Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine.
Oh, they run to it. You're going to find this week, folk going to be running to the liquor store.
Yes.
Oh, to bring in the new year. And they really going to be drinking this year.
Because
yes. 2020 has been a rough one. So they're going to be really taking it back with the hopes of the next day being brand new. Folk is just crazy. They think when they wake up January 1st, somebody going to say, no more coronavirus. The virus is still going to be here.
Right.
What they're going to end up doing is everybody just going to end up having it. That's their hope.
Yeah.
Their hope is that it gets through the civilization and kills off the weak. And those that survive, you the strong. And now we will do what? Go into the new world. New society with strong, healthy people that overcame this deadly virus. Huh?
Yeah.
Is everybody up? I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
That's the attitude.
Yeah.
Let the weak do what? Die right on the altar.
Yeah,
huh? Don't know how to just be content. Be content with. Stay home.
Yeah.
You got to go to the store. Go to the store really quick. Come back out.
No.
Oh, that's boring.
Yeah.
Boring. You mean just living is boring?
Yes.
Just wanting to live is boring?
Amen.
You really realize you don't really love the people that you're with.
Right.
Nope.
Y'all realize divorces have gone up.
Yeah.
They ain't gone. They would have said now, normally during situations like this, we would have entered into another baby boom. But no more baby boom. That's what's confusing the minds of people. Because normally, when people be in the house like this, you see babies shoot up.
Yeah.
They say, not this time.
Right.
Folk done got sick of one another. And they don't want to be bothered with one another. They don't realize, even with a mask on, I don't want to see your face no more. Isn't that something? Even with a mask on, I don't want to see your face no more. Isn't that something? So the divorces have done what? They've gone up. Something to think about, isn't it?
Yes.
Did y'all finish reading it?
That men of strength to mingle strong drink.
Yeah.
Which justify the wicked for
reward. What do they do? Mm-hmm. They justify the wicked for reward.
Take away the righteousness of
isn't that something Trump as horrible as Donald Trump has shown
right.
himself?
Right.
I mean, as horrible as he has shown himself,
right.
you still got people supporting him.
Yeah.
you still have people, foolish folk, using the pulpit to declare that he is the Lord's spokesperson. Now, something's wrong with your mind. I mean, literally, something is really wrong with your mind. If you say anybody in that White House has been sent by Jesus to speak for us.
Right?
Something's wrong with your mind. You just bypass the pulpit, the church. You're going to bypass a holy and a sanctified ground and go to a White House in the middle of nowhere and say, that's where the Lord's person is at. That's where we need to hear from what the Lord has to say to us. You're crazy. You're crazy. Everybody that had been in that house, none of them had no mind to pray.
No.
Truth be told, they demons.
Right. Yeah.
They sleep around with one another. Mm-hmm. People want to say, how are these little young folk got the virus after he got the virus? I wonder why.
Yeah.
Because the only way you can get it, somebody got to be close. Mm-hmm. Breathe in the air you breathe. Huh?
And there
sure wasn't no ugly ones catching the virus. No old, moving workers. The one with them high heels walking in, shaking. Huh? The timing is a little off. How you get it and he got it at the same time?
Right.
And his wife ain't even got it. Look, the time she got a little later on, but. Something's a little off.
Yeah.
And you got all these little young women close proximity to the president. You better be glad he didn't have AIDS.
Right.
Or some sexually transmitted disease.
Right.
Then that really would have came out. Yeah. Huh? Yeah, it's true. See, with some things they can keep hidden, with some things they can't. Certain things they can, all right? Yeah. Did y'all read all 23?
Yeah.
All right, good. I'm going to stop there. Trust you got something out the word. Hide the word in your heart that you may not sin against Jesus. Hidden truth revealed in what? Prayer.
Yes.
You say, why don't people like to pray? Because they don't like for Jesus to show them some stuff.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
They want to get down there and pray the way they want to pray. Say what they want to say instead of hearing what the Lord has to say to them, right?
Yeah.
Pharisees love to pray.
What?
They love to pray. They say long, drawn-out prayers.
Yeah.
But they didn't want to hear from Jesus when they pray. Isn't that something? How you be praying, but then when the Lord come and talk, they didn't want to hear what Jesus had to say. So you should be asking yourself, well, who in the world were you praying to then?
Right.
Who was speaking to you? That's why Jesus come right out and say, you are of your father, the devil. So he was definitely talking back to them, and they were listening.
Yeah.
And then when Jesus came and said something, then they didn't want to hear what Jesus said. Oh, no, I don't want to hear what the Lord said.